As always, your morning dump by brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them
269-445-7777.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. That was good, Hunter. That was good. Pump it. Yeah. So for all you mouth breathers out there, this is good news. You can join the...
Don't take the stairs.
You can join the Craft Flavors Club. What is the Craft Flavors Club, you may ask? Well, it is a club you can sign up for, and then Craft will send you their new line of flavor boost packets to send to you, including things like buffalo, pizza, ranch, and this is stuff you can add to your Craft mac and cheese.
Why did it take... Till 2021, Brock, for this to come out. It seems like people have been adding stuff to the mac and cheese since like 1902.
That's true. You know, and not that mac and cheese is bad, but you know, sometimes it's good to add a little bam, little Emeril Lagasse flavor slap to that. They have some new ones that they'll be releasing soon, and the only way you can get in on them early is by joining the Craft Flavors Club. Look, Hunter, I don't know if this is what we need in society nowadays. I don't think we need a club like. A Craft Flavors members only club. Like, oh, yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm part of the Craft
Cheese Club.
I mean, I can hear you getting fatter joining this club. Like, do you automatically gain 20 pounds when you...
Craft. Oh, yeah. What's the healthiest thing Craft makes?
Again, I think it's the box that the Kraft mac and cheese comes in. That's probably the healthiest option. Like, well, you know, my cholesterol's through the roof and everything, but I've lost a little bit of weight eating the box that Kraft comes in. Yeah.
I got to give Kraft a little bit of props, though, because there's been times where I'm like, dude, there's nothing to eat in the house. Going through the fridge, going through it. And then in the back of the Lazy Susan, you got that 69-cent box of Kraft mac and cheese. You're like, oh!
Sitting there since you moved into the house 5 years ago. Still good to go.
It's still good, though. It's still good.
So if you're a big fatty and you want to join a club, that's the Craft Flavors Club, available now. Lastly, according to a new survey, single men don't care about sex anymore. 81% of those surveyed admitted that sex is now less important than when all of the coronavirus stuff started. And doctors said the survey results make sense. As things got messed up out there because of the coronavirus, testosterone levels dropped, pretty much putting the sex drive of men on pause. Single guys are having and wanting less sex, but they do seem to have a greater appreciation for relationships and love.
The lion. I'm sorry, single guy. It's going to call you out here. I know what you're doing. It's called reverse psychology. I've done it before. Yeah, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. And then all of a sudden you get it. Then all of a sudden, yeah.
That's true.
Brock, I don't like money anymore.
Have you tried this on your wife? Like, honey, don't worry about it. If we never have sex again, it's fine. I don't think that's going to work out like you think it's going to work out, buddy boy.
I don't want Christmas gifts this year. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no. I don't want it. It's interesting because I could see this, you know, maybe it centers around we focus on more important things like establishing relationships. But here's the thing, though. Even with my established relationships, even with my wife, like, I still want to get it on. Like, it's still a kind of a key point. I don't know.
I'm surprised you're not really wailing on this one, man, because when you were a single guy in your early 20s, Brock, what was the only thing you lived around? The only thing you did things for? You dressed certain ways for what?
My penis made most of my life choices when I was a single guy. Yeah. And he was not good at making life choices. He was very... I had one of the most irresponsible penises ever, okay?
So this is a good thing, I think, maybe, but...
Probably, but... I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is reverse psychology, and we're trying to pull a fast one on the broads out there. But once again, I don't think we're thinking straight. We'll see, though. We'll see what happens. But
I know what you're doing, single guys.
I don't want it. No, honey. You know what? Put your robe back on. I don't want to see you in that lingerie. Hey. It's fine. All right.
Let's go to the flea market.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Let's watch Lifetime instead. Nah, I don't want sex. All right. So what do we got? We got a bunch of mouth breathers and their Craft Flavors Club, and we're trying reverse psychology on the women out there to see how it goes for us. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.